hot topic at the moment is who should be developing rapid e-learning. Traditionally, design and development of e-learning was maybe seen as a bit of a dark art that required legions of programmers and graphic artists and whole teams of people to do it, and that's why whole specialist companies grew up in the bespoke or custom e-learning fields. I guess what rapid e-learning tools do, Articulate included, is really opens up the means of production to a much wider set of people in the organization. So really, anyone who's got the time, the inclination, and access to the tool can really create effective e-learning. The question is, should they? Should access to the tools be controlled? Well, who's responsible for quality assurance? Do we care anymore? Does it matter? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, it's definitely another hot topic, and as far as we're concerned, of course, from a sales perspective, we'd like to see our tools in everybody's hands.
Really? Okay.
Bet you never would have guessed
No.
that, right? of course, it depends on who you talk to. If you talk to the instructional designers, the subject matter experts, they're going to tell you that, of course, well, no, they just because someone can use PowerPoint doesn't make them a trainer or someone who should be using the tools. So I think that I think it really comes down to sort of goes back to the last topic about the effective e-learning. So really, if you want the context, if you want the content to be effective e-learning, then what we've seen is that a team of at least three people, your subject matter expert, your instructional designer, and then your template or graphics designer, all play a key role. So there's three people bringing different skill sets to the table. That said, our tools are easy enough to use and powerful enough that they are used by people outside the e-learning world. So we have a lot of customers who use our products for web marketing, for example.
Yeah, I mean, we've had that experience as well. We've been doing some Articulate work with a client who's nowhere near the learning and development part of their organization. They're part of the comms team, and as far as they're concerned, they're producing useful interactive content to help sell and market products. And why not? Why does it have to be defined and owned by the training community necessarily? And I think Clive Shepherd made an interesting point in his blog entry following being part of that discussion in Boston about really, rapid e-learning is maybe aiming at too small a market. If you consider it a tool to create interactive content, that's a much larger community than just people who are traditionally labeled as training professionals. So,
Right, and I thought that was definitely a great point. It sort of ties into this whole concept of Web 2.0 and e-learning 2.0 and putting all of us in the role of content creation. So when you think about blogs and Time Magazine's Person of the Year was you and YouTube, I think it's all definitely related.
I think you're right, though. I think there's still a kind of a note of caution about, you need to make sure it's designed right. You need to make sure the content flows properly, and that it really does achieve the objectives that you want the piece of learning or piece of communication to do. So I think, again, I think it's back to getting started on the right foot, using templates, being clever about reuse of existing assets, being consistent about how you use them. That's important as well. So I imagine what we'll see in training communities is less focus on all production must be done by this group within the one organization, but everything should pass through them just to, for a quick QA and make sure that it's all in line. That's how we find ourselves working with customers a lot at the moment, is they're fully empowered with the tools. They know what they're doing, but yeah, a second pair of eyes never hurts. So, don't know if that's similar to what you're feeling about it.
Yeah, for sure, and I think that ties into credibility of the source. So if I want training, I'm not going to go to YouTube, for example, for effective training. So I think, yeah, you're right that the having some kind of approval process in place, for example, especially if you're a larger company, then that's going to be key.
So where do you see, you mentioned there Web 2.0 and just moving towards more collaborative user-generated content. Where do you see the tool set going, you know, particularly the Articulate suite, but in general, authoring tools, and what's it, give us a glimpse of what's in the pipeline for the next generation of Articulate tools?
Sure. So I can tell you what we're doing. We have new products in development that are going to allow our customers to be less constrained by the linear nature of PowerPoint. And that's huge. Basically, what we're looking to do is to give our customers all the power of traditional e-learning without needing to be a Flash developer. So the way we see it is, why not allow training to be more interactive? Why not have more decision-based points with branching and integrated quizzes and adding more of a human element with characters and so forth. So we want to sort of change this. Sort of goes back to the beginning of the conversation about the PowerPoint to Flash. I don't think that market's going away, and we're certainly not going to be moving away from Articulate Presenter. We're going to start offering an alternative too. So, for example, if you're somebody who's who wants to push the envelope, a lot of our customers do some pretty amazing things with our software. As you can see in some of the customer spotlights on the blog and also in our community forums, we have a whole range of users, from people who are just getting to know PowerPoint and wanting to do some basic content that does progress from point A to point B. But in the future, I think you'll see more flexibility in terms of being able to think outside the PowerPoint box.
What about in terms of collaboration? Because I guess you can kind of look at the tools market right now and maybe draw a line down the middle of it of server-based tools on one side and then tools that run locally on the desktop. Do you have a view on whether there are strong advantages one over the other? Can you see Articulate moving more towards a server-based collaborative environment? Is that part of your goals, or are you staying away from that for any particular reason?
Well, I can't really say for sure what our strategy on that topic is. What I can say is that we do have earlier this year we launched Articulate Online, which is what we call our un-LMS, which is a way to publish your presenter Quizmaker content directly to the Articulate Online server, and then you can you can deploy it to your learners and track results, quiz scores, run really great looking reports that you can export to Excel and XML and so forth. As far as the content creation, we are a tools company, and in a desktop environment, you definitely have a lot more power in terms of what you can do with the software. So right now we have no plans to move away from the desktop authoring environment.
Because it gives you more control, you think, to work locally?
Yeah, I think just the nature of software is such that I definitely appreciate web-based software, and we use a lot of it running our business. Salesforce.com, for example, is pretty tightly integrated into our support operations and our sales operations. But there are limits to what you can do. I think a good parallel might be the world of traditional publishing for newspapers, magazines, and so forth. You know, you look at tools like Adobe InDesign or Quark, for example. At least to my knowledge, I've never seen a web-based page layout application.
So. Yeah. No, it's an interesting distinction. I guess it's partially about, the scale on which you're operating the organization as well. If you are trying to work across, a globally distributed team and actually collaborate on content, I think you can see some benefits around workflow and being able to version control and keeping track of different comments from different reviewers. But again, I think a lot of people aren't necessarily working on that scale yet anyway with rapidly learning and are more working in tightly knit local teams. So I guess it's horses for courses, as we'd say in the UK.
Well, it is a good point. I had at least a couple discussions with people in Boston who were asking the same question. So I think it is another hot topic for sure.
Well, then just finally, where do you see the big challenges ahead for rapid e-learning? We talked about what direction we think the tools are going, but as a concept, as a kind of segment of the industry and a growing segment of the industry in its own right. What do you think people need to bear in mind as they head into rapid e-learning?
Well, I think again, kind of the overarching theme for this conversation has been design. It's really all about the design and the content.
Yeah.
As with a website, if you visit a website that's not immediately striking and compelling and conveys the message of what it's all about, then you're going to lose that person. And it's the same thing with rapid e-learning. Is you if you have 100 slide PowerPoint that's a bunch of text and just adding some audio to it and publishing it to Flash is not going to be an effective e-learning course.
No, we've all seen those. No more of those, I think.
So I think that's definitely a big challenge that our customers face. Along with that, integrating content with learning management systems is something we hear from our customers on pretty much a daily basis. Getting that tracking to work. Our products do support SCORM and AICC, but there are always challenges because no two LMSs are created the same way. So that's one of the drivers as to why we brought Articulate Online into the market is we want to offer a super user friendly, easy to use alternative to the traditional LMS that can be such a headache for so many people.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, absolutely, that design challenge remains central, and I think that's why you've got to build it in from the start, whether you do it using templates like our Flatpaks or you have some instructional design expertise, you can really help shape your rapid learning from the start. Okay, well, thanks very much for your time today. You can obviously learn more about Articulate at articulate.com. You can also buy Articulate and the Rapid E-Learning Flatpaks from the Rapid E-Learning Store, which is rapidelearningstore.com. So, Gabe, thank you very much for your time today.
You're very welcome, Stephen. Thanks for inviting me to chat with you.
And thanks for listening, and we'll be back with another Kineo podcast next month.